Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day two of our garlic recipes. This is an incredible recipe. This is my recipe for camarones al mojo de ajo, which is roughly translated a Mexican version of a shrimp scampi. But what makes a mojo de ajo such an incredible recipe is everyone thinks it takes a long time to build that flavor of that garlic and that oil and that lime or that lemon. But I got news for you guys. It doesn't take that long at all. In fact, it's very, very easy. And I can't even believe I'm giving this recipe to you because this is one I keep just in my heart. But you know what? I love you guys. Let's get started because we are cooking up a storm right now here at Quail Park in beautiful Visalia, California. And my kitchen team is raving about this recipe, so let's give it away. What we're gonna need first is a half a cup of Arbasana olive oil. I prefer buying my Arbasana olive oil from Rosenthal Olive Ranch out of Madera, California. The Rosenthal family does an incredible job of making sure that those Arbasana olives are getting the proper care. So we're gonna put that olive oil into a nice saute pan. I'm gonna go ahead and take one lemon, one lime, and I'm gonna zest them until there is no more zest to be given. All that flavor is gonna fall into that oil. I'm gonna go ahead, once that oil, we're gonna put that oil in. We're not gonna turn that oil on right away. So I'm gonna let all that flavor fall into the oil. I'm gonna add 3 cloves of garlic that I'm gonna do the exact same thing to. Using my zester, we're gonna zest 3 beautiful cloves of garlic. Once I've zested those, then I will go ahead and turn the heat up to a medium heat. I'm going to add 1 shallot, a whole shallot, and we're going to make sure that we cut it up into a nice, very, very small dice. If you want to mince it, I guess that's okay as well. I like the small dice only because I like to have something kind of just to bite on a little bit. I think it's very important. Then I'm going to add 1 tablespoon of lemon pepper. And you could use any kind of brand of lemon pepper, but always try to get the low sodium ones. This is a low sodium style dish. We're going to go ahead and add 16 cleaned Bangladesh prawns. Now notice I said prawns, not shrimp, and there is a big difference. And the Bangladesh prawns, I think, are absolutely out of this world for this recipe. We're going to go ahead and put those prawns in, and once they're cooked on each side, which is roughly about 35 seconds each side, we'll go ahead and give that a nice toss. 1, 2, 3. Once we toss it over, if you're not comfortable tossing, you go ahead and use your tongs. But remember, the base of your flavor for these prawns is that mixture. You could put this on linguine. You could put this on crostinis, whatever floats your boat. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.